It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week. We've got Killing Joke vocalist Dr. Jazz Coleman. How are you?
I'm completely right. Like one would be at this point in a tour. You know, I mean, at this point in a tour, one is suffering from exhaustion. It's a normal state. It's kind of an addictive thing. It's always been like this, and I keep coming back for more over and over again. You know, that kind of total exhaustion thing, living in a tour bus. I love the bunk life. I love the pirate life. I love it all. What can I say? I'm tired, but it's a kind of good tired.
Well, we're excited for this new EP that I really want to talk to you about, Lord of Chaos EP. We're excited. The first new material from the band in 7 years. Lord of Chaos is an appraisal of humanity careening toward the abyss. What responsibility do artists have to warn society about itself?
Well, that's a very good point. There are many things I know that I wouldn't share with the wider public or even my children, to be perfectly frank, because I don't think it would do anyone any good, to be perfectly honest. But as you can see, my role in music has been pretty much since 1979, drawing people's attention to the great changes that are happening now. I've been doing this systematically, as you know. And here's the thing, let's just cut to the chase here. You know, every great cycle, and I call a great cycle 12,800 years approximately, there's massive changes on the planet. When you think of our solar system, you have to think of it on a cyclic path. It's got its own orbits, our solar system. And we're just about to go through our winter season, you could say. We're going through the torrid belt. And as President Obama pointed out, things are going to get a bit bumpy with space weather. I believe he used the term space weather. Well, this is what lies ahead of us. And you can see all these massive changes that are happening around our civilization now, centralization, you could say. And this is really, you have to think in terms of an ant colony or a termite mound to understand this process of centralization. We need this in order to survive what's coming. Bear in mind that we've survived previous ice ages and comets and meteors hitting the planet, and we're about to go through this roller coaster ride together, all of us together. And you know, I draw attention to this so that we can share the experience. We're all born at the end of an age, the end of a great cycle, and there's great meaning in this. Why we're all born at this time. I find great meaning in this. And what I've loved about this tour is the sense of unity. Within the band, we're forced to look after each other. You know, we don't always like each other, but we do love each other very much.
Jazz Coleman of Killing Joke with us. The title track off the band's new EP, Lord of Chaos. It's Full Metal Jackie. Jazz Coleman of Killing Joke with us. The band's new EP, Lord of Chaos, is out now. And Jazz, talk about your fans. And they're such diehards. And what you feel Killing Joke's role is with the fans.
With what you call a fan club and we call the gathering. You know, on this tour, we've had hundreds and hundreds of people come to us. They're dying. They're dying of cancer, this, that, the other. You know, and so many people have passed, and everybody's in pain, you know, and the role of Killing Joke is to lift people's spirits up, 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 you know, and to draw people together. The wonderful thing about Killing Joke shows is what we all have in common. We have so much in common, the sort of thought processes, and, you know, we're like a brotherhood and a sisterhood. We're not like any normal band. we have one big global family. It's more than a network. It's our life. And I can remember back in 1982, talking with Geordie when I was in Iceland, and we made a decision to start The Gathering, which is the idea that it could be so much more than a fan club, that it has so much more meaning to be a gatherer, to be part of this Killing Joke family, you know, and especially at this time, you know, we've encouraged over the last 42, 43 years, Earth communities to get together and people to start thinking about food supply, and that the art centers of tomorrow will be farms, because unless we can put food in our stomachs, we can't even dream of a transcendentalism or the arts, for that matter. And there's going to be a lot of hungry people. Look, you have the World Economic Forum telling us that in the next couple of years, we're going to move into a cashless society. Well, the last couple of years, I've been living in Mexico, and around me was 12.5 million homeless people. So my question to the World Economic Forum is, when you go into your cashless society, what will these people live on? How will they feed themselves? You know, this is why I have very, very little time for those ghastly, selfish people at Davos and Sun City. I have very little time for these people at all. To put it mildly, if you really knew what I was thinking, and I believe you, me, technology is gone on this exponential curve upwards, and so there are microsensors in my body, and I hope they tell the powers that be what I would do to them if I had my way. You know, these people at Davos, these scumbags, they're scumbags, they're enemies of the human race. And it gives me great pride to say that, and I hope they're listening now. I mean, these billionaires that live on your West Coast, what are they doing for the hungry and the poor of this world? You know what? The way they've got it planned, they're talking about these people as e-workers. That's right. That's what they call them. The elite of our planet are proposing slavery again. And of course, like, slavery was supposedly ended 6 years before I was born in 1960, right? And now these people are going to reintroduce slavery, a digital slavery, a panopticon, if you like. So I feel very strongly about it. You know, I'm at the end of my life, and I don't really give a flying what these people like, you know, the Gates of this world and the Bonos and these ghastly, greedy people. I hope they're listening to me now. Well, you see, I've written a thesis, and it's called the pendulum theory, and it works like this. We've gone so far into fascism now, and let's remind everybody that Mussolini said corporatism is fascism. Mussolini said this, and you have the Council of Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute of International Affairs, lovely sounding clubs, but these are the steering committees of corporatism. And that's what we've got now, chartering the direction of the human race into transhumanism. And if you think that 13-year-olds having 40 different gender choices is just normal and healthy, I don't. Anything else you'd like to know?
I mean, so much. Jez Coleman of Killing Joke on the show with us this week. Lord of Chaos EP is out now. Quick break still to come this hour. Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed, plus music from Typo Negative. We'll check out a new tune from Lions at the Gate and more with my guest, the one and only Dr. Jez Coleman. It's Full Metal Jackie. Jez Coleman of Killing Joke on the show with us. We're celebrating the recent release of the Lord of Chaos EP, the first new material from the band in 7 years. And Jez, bands experience personnel changes, but it's less common that an original lineup comes back together. What makes you, Paul, Geordie, and Youth still compatible personally and artistically?
I don't think we've ever been compatible. What are you talking about? The thing is, we clash gloriously. We're such strong personalities. We smash against each other like planets, you know? And that's the only way I can describe it. As for our longevity, that is because we are meant to be here now to hold the hands of so many people as we're going through these great changes. We're meant to be here. We were born for this. The band was born for this. You know, we did a magical ritual when we were young, when I was a teenager, and we found the other two members of the band, and we're all still together and we're protected until we've done our job and we haven't finished our mission yet. We might be older men, but we're revolutionaries. And I want people to think about it. We need global revolution. This hell that they're making. They're hell on earth. They're making hell on earth, these people that are planning out this the direction of the human race. You know, I keep going back to the World Economic Forum. I keep coming back to Davos because these are the scumbag enemies of the human race. You know, they're really bad people. They need to be neutralized. Neutralized and deleted. You take that as you will, right? I think they're bad. There you go. What else would you like to know? I think the plans for this massive global surveillance state and to change our DNA so that we're turning into a different species, well, so be it. But I don't think we're actually going to get round to it, because you know what? I've got something to tell all of you that you're not going to like. A cataclysm is coming. We'll wipe them all out. A cataclysm so vast you cannot imagine it. And about time to wipe away all the evil from this world. Oh, I believe this, yes, it's coming. And you won't have to wait long. They've got it, they know it's coming, around about 2030 probably. 8 years we've got before everything changes. So before civilization as we know it will be gone. We are a doom cult, yeah, and we are revolutionary. Yeah. If there's gonna be any survivors, it won't be those scumbags who are going to crawl underground into their nuclear fallout shelters. We'll pour concrete over their entrances.
Jazz Coleman with us. Lord of Chaos is the new EP from Killing Joke, and it's out there now. Coming up, music from Anthrax, Judas Priest, Josta's weekly pick from The Pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed, and more with Jazz Coleman coming up next. It's Full Metal Jackie. Jazz Coleman of Killing Joke is with us on the show. Killing Joke are antithetical in that the band is deadly serious, but can also be fun. Jazz, what's challenging about making music that's edgy and recreational?
Well, you know, I'm a blessed man so far as I'm with my brothers that I started the band with when I was 18. So it's always a lot of fun. To be with these people. I mean, the thing about the band is that they've got a very dark sense of humor. And when things get really bad, they find it really funny. And it is funny. Like, human beings are tragic in this way.
Lord of Chaos is the new EP from Killing Joke. It's out there now. Jazz Coleman is my guest on the show this week. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from Opeth next. And more with Jazz. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. Jazz Coleman of Killing Joke with us. The original Killing Joke lineup put out the Lord of Chaos EP. It's out there. Of course, the first new material from the band in 7 years. And last year, Jazz, you sustained a life-threatening injury. How has mortality reshaped your life perspective and artistic ideals?
Well, yes, it's made a profound effect on me, if I'm honest. What I'm doing when I finish this tour and get my strength back is I'm going to go back to the United Kingdom, go up and down this country, talking to all the people who are really suffering and dying, and see what I can do to help. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do with my life. I'm going to charity. I want to work with the poorest people on the planet. I have dreams about reforesting my own country, which is, of course, New Zealand. You know, the reforestation of this country. I do not see it as property of the Western allies or the corporate world. They do not own this beautiful land. They do not own it. The ancestors own it. The Tangata Whenua of New Zealand owns it, not these corporate scumbags. And I believe New Zealand will lead the way. I believe New Zealand will show the people of the world how to live properly with reforestation, cleaning the water, clean food. This, this is the way forward. But, you know, in our world today, we have different people. We have people in the biotech industry, and their dreams are to have silent forests. Their dreams are to be the Neo-Prometheans, gods, creating new species. And the fact is, they're really ugly people. And they're trying to replace the role of the Supreme One, the Mighty One over all, you know? And you know, we only have 8 years left before massive change, you know? Massive change. So the best thing is really to, well, the way I would describe it is this. When Sir Mortimer Wheeler excavated Mohenjo-Daro, which is in northern Pakistan, an ancient city, they found traces of all the human beings had died because of some fire from the sky. But what was really profound about this was the fact that they were all linking hands in a human chain around the city. You see? Now, if you think for 1 second that Plato said, all knowledge is remembering, I would take it one step further. I'd say that each and every one of us has the genetic memory of every event that has happened in history. So those people that linked arms when the end was coming, we are them. That was their humanity, and that is our humanity. At some point, when the end comes, someone must give the command, form a chain, and we shall link hands. So when they find us, they will remember lost humanity. You see, you can move into the transhuman world. You can download consciousness. But I'll tell you what, you cannot download emotion. You cannot download compassion, empathy. You cannot, all these things will go. And if you think of that, about that word humanity, it defines us. It's our empathy that defines us, the very best of us. Yeah. I'm very sad about what's happening on the planet. To tell you the truth, it makes me extremely sad and extremely angry. How these people can every year assemble in Sun Valley and Davos and openly talk about reintroducing slavery, openly talk about e-workers. London School of Economics. London School of Economics says that there will be two species in the future, according to them. One will have access to life extension programs and downloading IQs of 600. And they call this humanity plus. That's what they're calling it. And then there's the stunted dwarfs, the e-workers, the sick and the poor and the needy. And that's you. That's what they're calling you already. They're calling you e-workers. You see, these people who think they're shaping tomorrow, but I've got news for them. They're gonna shape nothing. Mother Earth will shape what's coming next. And that's the thing, you see. They think they're all powerful, these people, but they're not.
Jazz Coleman of Killing Joke with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, a new track from Amon Amarth, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with Jazz. It's Full Metal Jackie. Dr. Jazz Coleman of Killing Joke is my guest on the show. The Lord's Chaos EP is out there now. Jazz, Metallica, Jane's Addiction, Nine Inch Nails, Soundgarden, and so many other bands all regard.
Never heard of any of them.
Well, they all regard Killing Joke as an influence. What's most fulfilling about rousing so much important music?
I don't know. What's fulfilling about it? Well, I'll be honest with you. I really hate fame. I hate it. I'm from a tradition that when we do concerts, I like to walk outside and shake hands with everybody outside the concert. You know, I like doing this. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I hate the whole rock star ethos. You know, I'm a punk, really, and I still believe in those principles, you know, and I don't really have much time for people who think they're better than anybody else. I certainly don't think I'm better than anybody else. I believe very strongly in Mahatma Gandhi's maxim that all men are equal, and I do. I believe this very much so. When you look at the disparity of the rich and the poor, it's beyond obscene. I mean, it's just 0.1% and everybody else in starvation. How can so few own so much? Yeah? It's wrong. And the people that sustain this, they must be stopped by any means necessary. You know, I'm ready to die. I don't believe in suicide anyway, but I every day I prepare myself to meet my end and to rejoin my ancestors. Every day I'm ready for this. And I will never stop speaking out against fascism. Nobody else will. Everybody else shuts up these days because it's probably smart to, you know. Me, maybe I got a death wish or something. I don't know what it is. But, you know, my father brought me up. Like, you know, my father fought in the last world war and he brought me up and hardwired me against fascism. He took me around the damn concentration camps when I was a little boy. And he said, this happened because good people kept quiet. You know, well, you take a look at your own country, all your, it was President Obama who signed the order for the internment and resettlement camps, of which there's over 1,000 across the United States of America. He signed that order into being. So what's the difference between that and the Nazis? Because when all this starts happening, when space weather, in Obama's words, starts actually happening, you know where they're going to start putting people they don't like, or people on the street, or anyone they like, there in those nice new clean FEMA camps that you've got waiting there. So what do you think about that, huh? Well, I think it sucks. You lot, you do nothing. You just watch them do it. And then you think that's okay. It's not okay. Do something. Wake up.
Jazz Coleman with us. Pick up the Killing Joke, Lords of Chaos EP. And Jazz, I appreciate all of your insight and for you taking the time to be with us.
And, you know, before the whole, you know, when I was in Mexico, I met this experimental pilot. He told me that they're resetting GPS every 10 days now, right? That's because the pole is already moving. It's on the march, you know? And, you know, the major powers, I don't like any of the major powers. I don't like America, I don't like China, I don't like Russia, right? I don't like any of them. I wanted a strong Europe. Yeah, it never happened. But anyway, the point being is they're making, you'll see the major powers making like land grabs and resource grabs before the pole shift. This is what's going on now. Don't be surprised when China moves into Taiwan. I mean, look, what I'm saying is it's so radical. You've got them foreign affairs, which is the mouthpiece of the Council of Foreign Relations. They're saying if China goes into Taiwan, the Pacific will go nuclear. Now, foreign affairs is saying that. So we're right on the edge now. You can feel we're right on the edge. And there, no band in the world has meaning like Killing Joke, because we've been consistent. We've been saying these things since we started.
Thank you so much, Jazz. I truly, this was a very amazing time, and I really appreciate getting a chance to chat with you. I do. I'm a huge fan. And again, I love all your insight, and I really appreciate it.
You know, just all of you out there, when you see someone sitting on the street, for God's sake, don't walk past. Give them some money or some food. Open your hearts. Let's come together. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jazz. Stick around because we've got more metal on the way.